Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Mike. What's up, Mike? How can we help you?
You know, it's just I've been seeing this girl, Andrea, you know, did a bunch of those friend dates, you know, before they, so they could get comfortable. And then we went on a one-on-one date. It was really nice. And then I got tickets for us to go see Post Malone together. I love Post Malone. She said she liked him. And since the concert, man, she hasn't been calling me back. She's been sitting like just K when I send something out or ask her how she's doing.
I would rather no response
than the one word.
Yeah. I mean, she just
or one letter, even.
It's like a ghost that's lazy.
Wait, I have a question. So the friend dates that you were talking about, were those, that was like her and some, like her friends or your friends?
Oh, we were in the same circles. So it was
like group dates?
Yeah, it was kind of like group dates. You know, okay. All the couples got together and we were like, hey, you know, why don't we come along too? And so it turned into a thing.
Okay, and then you went on a date, and then you did Post Malone. Okay.
And then he ruined it once she got to know him personally.
I mean, come on, I'm not that bad of a guy. I'm a guidance counselor at a school.
He said he's not that bad of a guy.
I'm not saying you're a bad guy. I'm just saying the story you're telling me shows signs that you're not an interesting guy. But you know what? Again, I'm not the guy who you're trying to date. So we'll try and get this girl on the phone next and see what she has to say. Can you think of anything on your own that you think that you did wrong?
I mean, you know, when we see Post Malone at the Garden, I got nosebleed seats, but I'm a guidance counselor. I'm not made of money.
Okay.
So, you know,
that's okay.
The show was a lot of fun. Afterwards, we went out and got a drink, and then that was the end of it, it seemed.
All right. Well, we'll try and call her next, see if we can figure this out, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, hang on. Second date update on the 10s. Oh, my God. In the history of the second date update, I don't think anybody has ever left out a part of the story that was the absolute most crucial part of the story as much as this guy. I mean, the fact that what he left out wasn't a big deal to him, it makes me scared for the school where he's a guidance counselor. It's another level of being oblivious to something. But you're going to hear it now. You're going to laugh. And most importantly, you're going to learn not to do it your damn self. Let's call Andrea.
Hello?
Hi, is this Andrea?
Yeah.
Andrea, I'm sorry to call you this early. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And
who is this?
Okay, we're calling you from a radio station. I can explain. So listen, we got your phone number from a guy. A guy gave us your phone number. He wants us to let you know that he likes you. I'm going to tell you his name. He likes you a lot. He would like to take you all on a date to try and impress you. And the reason we're calling you is because we'll pay for whatever date you choose. So if you're down for this, basically you just tell us what day you're free, where you'd like to go, all that stuff. And we'll set it up. We'll pay for everything. You and this guy go. You meet. You talk. You eat. You laugh. And see if you hit it off. And that's it. No strings attached.
Who is this guy? Before I agree to anything, who's this guy?
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you this. You do kind of have feelings for him, and you know him very well. So it's not like a stranger that we're just going to throw at you. His name is Mike. And you, the last time you saw him, you went to the Post Malone show with him.
No, thank you.
No, no, thank you.
No, thank you.
That's the most polite form of disrespect ever. Okay, wait. So,
and that's a pretty badass date.
Yeah, like, okay, he said he's apologizing if you think that he's a shitty person because he got you bad seats, but that's all he can afford.
Oh, my God, no. No, 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 no. No, the seats are fine. It's, you know what? I thought he was normal, and then he shows up to the Post Malone show with a friggin' face tattoo.
What?
I guess he's like a guidance counselor or something, and across his like upper eyebrow, it says, stay in school.
Stop it.
I'm not kidding.
Hold on. Positive message.
Is it real or is it like a henna tattoo? Is it a real tattoo?
Oh, no. It's a real tattoo.
No way.
Wait. Hold on. Okay.
I'm going to jump in here. Sorry.
Okay. Andrea, Mike is on the phone.
Oh, my God.
He heard what you said. And thank God that he's on the phone. Because Mike, you have a tattoo on your face that says stay in school.
Yeah, you know, the kids respond well to it. The kids are, you know, honestly, if I was to say anything, I've seen a couple problem kids turn themselves around and they get detention every week, and now they haven't even gotten it since they got the tattoo.
I can't date somebody with a face tattoo. It's ridiculous. This is apparently like the only job he wants forever.
Hey, in my defense, I'm a very pale Irish individual. I could walk into any CVS. I could get some cover-up to cover it up. And, you know, if anything, it makes it look like a bruise, which just gives me as much street cred.
I mean, he thought it through. Andrea.
I talked to you on our first date about George, the ass kid, not opening up, being to his teachers. Since I got the face tattoo, you know, he started to warm up to me. He opened up. And you know what? He doesn't call me a white piece of shit anymore.
Okay, so listen, Andrea, I mean, I got Mike's back on this one. You know, he's helping the kids out. He likes to have a good time. He's really into you. Just give him one more date. What's going to go wrong?
No, thanks. Look, imagine if anything got serious. If I brought this dude home to my parents, my father would have a heart attack if I brought somebody home that has a tattoo above their eyebrow.
You know, I like it. The kids like it. It hurt like a mother put it on. It's going to hurt even twice as much to get it off. And if you're not willing to be in a relationship with someone who's willing to go through pain to reach out to students, then I don't even know if this is going to work for me either.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.